Bit.
And I have
bitten.
Now, what about a dog? You said yesterday I got
bit by a dog.
Would you ever say dog bit?
Yeah, I guess I'd use that more or less to describe another person having been bitten by a dog.
Okay. Well, so you say he is suffering from a
dog bite.
And yesterday he got
bitten.
But and I'd say he got what? If you want to tell me that it happened from a dog, you'd say he got dog bit. And he said he has already been
bitten.
Would you say dog bit?
Quite possibly if I was using the term dog to describe all these.
Well, what do you call a male in a herd of cattle?
The bull, the herd bull.
Are there any other names you could use?
Not that I would be familiar with, I don't.
Well, do you use bull in the presence of women?
Yeah.
And do women use the word bull?
Yes.
What about the female?
Normally describe those as cows. Although a cow is not a cow until she is had her first calf.
Oh, really?
They're known as heifers prior to that time.
I thought they were interchangeable. But I remember that. So, before you had tractors, what did you used to farm with?
Whole mules.
So if you had two of them, you'd have
a team of mules.
So would you ever use anything besides team to describe two of them?
Well, you could use a pair of mules.
And I
know it could be a pair of horses. Horses we use quite often.
Well, what a bull call.
I guess this would be also a team.
And what do you call a little calf?
A male or female?
A male.
A male cow would be a yearling probably.
And what about a female?
A heifer.
And both that would be, just the first one, when it's first born, what would you call it?
Calf or calves.
And you say, if your cow is named Daisy, you say, Daisy is going to... What? If she was going to... If she was expecting a calf.
Okay, she is going to calf.
And what do you call a male horse?
Stud.
Now, is that a word that women use?
Not normally.
What would they say?
Male horse, probably.
Well, do you speak of studs in the presence of women?
If I had occasion, I don't normally remember speaking that term, but yeah, I'd have no hesitation in that.
You said you might call them with a horse, but so two of them would be two?
Horses.
And what's the female one called?
A mare.
And people might get on the horse and do what?
Ride.
And you say, last year he, what, every morning?
Rode a horse.
And he has?
Ridden.
And if somebody was up on a horse and they just couldn't stay on there, he'd say, I fell, what, the horse?
I fell off.
And for that, as a child that wakes up in the morning on the floor, he'd say, what? I fell
off the bed.
Right. And what are the things you put on the bottom of a horse out here?
Horse's foot.
And what do you call that foot?
Horseshoes.
And what do you call the foot?
hoof.
And two of it that has four
hooves.
Now, what do you do with horseshoes? What's, do you know any games you could play with this?
Yeah, there's a game of pitching horseshoes where you have a couple of metal stakes if you're playing outdoors. They even have them now, you can play indoors with a plastic type stakes.
But that's still horseshoes.
Right.
And what would you call a male sheep?
Oh, lamb.
What about a female?
A ewe.
Do you know any other names for those? For sheep?
I don't recall any right at the moment.
Well, what do you get from sheep? Why do people raise them?
For the wool.
And what do you call the male hog?